G'day everyone, Tuesday, May 24, the Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. A very good morning to you wherever you're listening. And overnight, well, Rafael Nadal is through to the second round of the French Open in his quest for a 14th French Open title. He beat Aussie Jordan Thompson in straight sets. Plenty of results will churn through throughout the morning, and we're starting to get, well, a bit close to origin, aren't we? And the team, well, the New South Wales side to be announced on Sunday evening, and all of a sudden the market's tightened up with Tab 2 for Origin 1. New South Wales $1.52, Queensland $2.55. New South Wales will need new centres. Brad Fittler on Sunday on 9, he conceded that they'll have to play very differently this year from what they did last year without Latrell Mitchell and Tom Trbojevic in the centres. And yesterday it was confirmed that Trbojevic definitely needs surgery. He got a couple of opinions from doctors and surgeons, and out for 5 months. So a huge blow, not only, of course, to Manly, but to New South Wales as well. Morning to you, Pup. Morning, Loz. Turbo, the news that I guess we probably expected, but such a shame for him.
It is a big shame, you know. It's a big shame for Manly, but New South Wales and Australia have got a World Cup at the end of the season, so it looks like he'll miss that as well. It'd be pretty game to rush him into that squad, having played no football this season. But there goes Manly's chances of winning a competition, I would suggest, this season. Still a chance of making the top eight. They've still got enough cattle there, but I doubt when they get to the bigger semi-final games that they could go on and win a grand final without him. And that's a real shame, because he tore the competition up last year. He was the best player in the competition. I think he only played 15 games, but all those 15 games he made an impact. So Manly would be disappointed that he's going to miss out. State of Origin selection's only, what, 5-6 days away. We'll talk a bit about Origin after 6 o'clock, but it's exciting times for some of those young guys that'll get an opportunity. I'm sure, you know, New South Wales would have loved to have had Tom around with Latrell Mitchell, but they are in a fortunate position. They've got a lot of good centres to choose from, and it's quite hard to actually, you know, work out what your centre combination will be. You know, when you look at the likes of Crichton, Burton, Staggs, Lomax, Campbell Graham, there's some exciting talent there, and you know they'll be given an opportunity, two of those guys, and I'm sure they'll grab it with both hands. But yeah, looking forward to the Origin series. Queensland themselves are starting to look a bit more threatening than what they were last year. I think when you look at it, you know, with the Queensland sides doing a lot better, they're in form, a lot of their players, they'll go into this series a bit more confident. I think last year was always going to be a tough ask. They had plenty of injury concerns themselves, and, you know, the Broncos were playing ordinary, the Cowboys were very ordinary, and, you know, they really struggled in those Origin games, in particular games 1 and 2. They ended up winning game 3 at the Gold Coast, but you know, the damage was done up there in Townsville and Suncorp Stadium early in the series. But I think it'll be a tighter series. I don't think, you know, any team will win 3-0. I think it'll be a 2-1 series, and depending on who you like, that's the suggested play I would have. I would think the series will be 2-1. I can't remember the last time it was 3-0. Would have been back in 2015, 16, something like that. But it's certainly been quite a long time.
Yeah. Morning to you, Pup.
Morning, boys. Morning to our listeners.
Starting to get a bit nervous about Queensland's chances this Origin series. Well,
you blokes have been listening to Freddie Fittler for too long. Like, Freddie's the coach. He's got to play New South Wales down. Like, that's smart by him. But you two, come on.
Yeah, I think
Queensland are a lot stronger this year than what they were 100%. The last couple of years. I really do. I think without Turbo and without Latrell, it evens things up a bit. Even though, you know, Crichton and Staggs and Burton or Lomax, depending on who
I'm
they
saying
go
2-1
with.
Worst case scenario, New South Wales. I'm very confident. I still think, that's what I was saying the other day, I still think our squad on paper, or our options on paper, is, I think, much stronger than Queensland. I don't disagree that Queensland are better than what they were, especially 2 years ago, but I think, again, if you're picking the Australian team, I reckon more than half are getting picked from New South Wales.
Put it this way,
three quarters.
If they win one of the first two games, we'll be very nervous going up there for game 3. We want to be 2-0 up heading to Brisbane for game 3. So we've got Sydney, Perth, Brisbane.
I think we'll be okay here in Sydney. I think game 1 will be okay. Our track record in Sydney is okay. But yeah, Perth, last time we went to Perth, we won pretty convincingly.
Tom Trbojevic played outstanding.
Yeah.
But it just gives some, like in that sport, at that level, it just gives somebody else an opportunity. I know Tommy T's a genius, right? But, mate, you have a look through that team. There's so many superstars. All it means is it allows somebody else the opportunity to stand up and be MVP. That's the way I see it. Like, look at, take your pick. In that New South Wales team, there's a lot of quality. A lot of quality.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt there, but I just think that Queensland have got some quality themselves, and the fact that they're playing, look, they feel a bit more confident going into Origin, I would think, if they get the team that you know, that would have Ponga in there, Munster, Cherry Evans, Harry Grant. I think they've got a bit more strike power and a bit more confidence in them this year compared to maybe the last two.
You mentioned it at the top there, Loz, with Tommy Trbojevic, yeah, almost certainly out of the World Cup too. Huge blow for the Kangaroos.
Oh, most definitely. Anytime you take a player of Tom's class out of any team, it's going to affect you. And, you know, again, you're quite lucky that you've got a lot of depth in the, you know, outside backs. But, you know, Tommy T is a very special player. We saw last year what he was able to do. He'd be a shoo-in for that squad. As he would be for New South Wales. So it does weaken the Kangaroos. It weakens New South Wales. Certainly weakens Manly. But, you know, he's a guy that, you know, when he's in form and he's confident, he's unstoppable. And the other thing with Tommy, not only on the ground is he very good, but in the air, you know, his aerial threat. You know, last year he bobbed up everywhere on the paddock, but he was also good under the high ball. They just put the ball and get the fullback standing still. And, you know, if you're a fullback standing still and you've got Tom Trbojevic coming at you and he can leap and catch, and, you know, it was always guaranteed that he was going to, at some stage, maybe score a try for kick. So they haven't got that sort of threat there with him not being there. But, yeah, no, it looks as though it's going to be a tighter series for mine. New South Wales have the advantage in game one, certainly being down here in Sydney, and they'd want to get off to a good start.
$1.52 with Tab the Blues for game one. Queensland $2.55. And New South Wales, I'm sure about 2 weeks ago, were $1.33.
I think the main thing for us, our spine doesn't change. At this touch wood, with no more injuries. Like, we haven't lost 9, 6, 7, 1.
No, that's an advantage.
You know, so again, you look at the way we played the last couple of years, same players. Yeah, I know you got that brilliance of Latrell and Tommy T, but the other thing as well, last couple of years we've spoken about, do you pick legitimate centres or do you just pick your best players? Like, again, Latrell and Tommy T both playing fullback for their clubs, yet they're good enough to play in the centres, yet now New South Wales might have to pick specialist centres. That's not a bad thing either, you know. It's been spoken about the last few years, have we made the right decision anyway?
No, and so, the centres are all in form, and you could argue that, you know, like, your back of the field is where you need to get it right. And, you know, you've got two specialist wingers there in Addo Carr and Brian To'o. Yeah, and those other centres that come in, they're all very good at the back of the field with their strong carries. They've got a bit of brilliance in them as well.
Does it change your bench? The fact you've got it, if New South Wales now go two specialist centres, does that affect particularly your 14 or no, doesn't really change anything?
Well, your 14 is a hard
one-stop shop, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to be able to fill in a lot of different positions. You know, you've got to be able to fill in as a half. You've got to be able to fill in as a hooker or have someone there that can move into hooker.
If you're picking your 14 today,
yeah,
who are you going for? Because it's a tough selection.
Well, Loz is going to pick his team on the BSB countdown later this morning. Good tease, Clarkey.
Just give us your 14.
Be patient.
Not my strength.
So Loz is going to pick his team for us after 6 o'clock this morning. Just on the World Cup, Loz, so are you getting to a point now where the selectors are just, you know, having little phone hookups every so often, or you'll wait till later in the year?
It's too far out. Yeah. I mean, after Origin, you'll certainly speak. I think Origin will play an important role in what the squad may look like.
Well,
I think you'd look and take into account how well people play in Origin.
That's great. That's old school how the Australian side was selected,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Well, that's the way I'm thinking. Yeah. And then again, you know, you want to hold that form going into the back of the season, and you want to hope that your team makes semi-finals. But even if you don't make semi-finals and you're a standout at Origin level, that will hold a lot of weight with World Cup selection.
Mm. Look at one position, for instance. Well, two. The 7 and the 9. Cleary v. Cherry Evans and Cook v. Grant. Origin's
seven,
got a touch.
7's a no-brainer.
When he's, I agree with
Cleary's
you.
Cleary's definitely the Australian number 7.
Some people north of the border would say otherwise.
No way. No comparison.
But Cook v. Grant, that could very well come down to Origin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you've got finals footy at the end of this season as well, which will play a part. I mean, if you're a standout in the finals and you've played well in Origin, well, obviously you go to the front of the queue. But, I think Origin, when you look at it on face value, if you can play well in an Origin series, then that, again, will have you in the discussion of making an Australian team.
Michael on the text lines with you, pup. You're spot on. That's how I see it as well. New South Wales, too good. Morning, boys. Middo, the Blues have the Penrith connection, plus their spine with Penny's halves, Teddy and Cookie, still good in my book. I really think 3-0 is
you might just
still
see Tedesco stand up, I reckon, big time this series. I reckon you might just see him.
When does he not?
Oh, he's been good. Yep. Even the last couple of years, I think he's been tremendous for New South Wales.
Hambone at Queensland on the text line. The Queensland listeners is getting a little bit chippy here. Morning, boys. What doco are the New South Wales pretty boys shooting this year, Middo? The poor Blues have only got 20 times more players to choose from this year. It's such a hard luck story, says Hambone. Well, the headline in the Herald today, who do you think you are picking, Mr. Fittler? And going through the possibilities, who's likely, who's safe, and who's fighting for their spot in the New South Wales side. The forwards is interesting, Lozza, when you look at, Jake Trbojevic, Angus Crichton, Tarek Sims, Daniel Saifidi, Tyson Frizzell. They're probably those sort of players who will be potentially, if they make it, they'd be scrambling to make it, you would think.
Oh, not all of them will make it. I think you'll have to pick a couple of them, though. I think that he will reward a couple of those players that were so good for him last year. Guys like, Tarek Sims, Angus Crichton, you could argue they're not playing their best football, but I tell you what, every time they seem to pull on a New South Wales jersey, Sims in particular, he tends to go all right. So I reckon that'll carry a bit of weight. It's not as though you've got other players there that are knocking down the door. You've got Cam Murray that's been out injured, but I think we all agree that if Cam gets back this weekend, you've got to find a spot for him somewhere. You've got a guy like Liam Martin at Penrith who's playing terrific football, so he'll be in the equation. Possibly, a Crichton or a Sims they will go for, just off the back of what they've done in the past.
And Brad from Broadbeach says, morning, boys, the major X factors and strike power in the last 2 years, Origin, with Latrell and Tommy T, believe me, with them out, it brings Queensland right into this series, says Brad at Broadbeach. And I believe they're picking squads of 22 to start off with as
extended
well.
Squad with COVID and what can happen during a camp. So I think they will announce a squad. We're unsure of whether they'll announce the team straight away. They might wait until a little bit later into the week, but they'll pick an extended squad. And I'm expecting probably all those guys that you mentioned, even a guy like Daniel Saifidi, who hasn't been in great form, to be a part of that extended squad.
I don't need Wayne. Demetrio says, Rabbitohs require bodies, not Bennett. And in the Herald as well, look at who's still to come back. Why Rabbitohs fans shouldn't stress just yet. So, as Loz mentioned, Cam Murray, not only a boost for the Blues, potentially, certainly for Souths, if he returns after he had some shoulder surgery recently. So they got the Tigers this week. And Latrell Mitchell expected back round 14. So that's not too far away.
What are we into? Round 12. So he's still over in America. He comes back and hopefully that's been able to fix all his problems, because you don't want to have ongoing issues with your hamstring. And I think that's the concern, and that's the reason why they sent him over there, is to make sure that this is not ongoing. And they need Latrell back into that team. Cam Murray's been a massive loss for them. They've lost more games than they lost last season. They're under the pump at this stage. you know, they're just not playing confidently, but they're turning the ball over and making the same errors week in, week out. And that's an area that they've identified, but they haven't been able to fix it. So you've got to then start to work out, why haven't they fixed it? You know, are they, well, what's the reason? You know, why you keep talking about your possession count and turnovers and ill discipline? You've identified the problem. What is it, though, you can't fix? Because that's the problem with South at the moment. They've identified the problem, but they can't fix it. So for me, that's a worry.
Here you go, Clarkie. In the Australian today, Cody's tears after making Aussie swim team.
And I saw that footage on Fox. Good on him.
It was cute, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, just got an opportunity to represent Australia. What a dream for him as well. Like, the last 2 years, what a journey to get this opportunity. So, no, good on him. Very happy for him. Yeah, and the actual the footage is quite cool, I reckon. The fact he actually must get a text message and sees that he has been selected in the Commonwealth Games team, and that's what he finds out, and there's obviously a camera on him at the time, and you can see the emotion. He's just super pumped. So, not happy for him. Hope he does well.
And Kyle Chalmers wasn't happy about how everything was reported this week and just said, look, I didn't expect to swim as well as I did. That's why he ended up going to the World Championships, and therefore he didn't end up physically turning up to the Australian swim team announcement. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, the one positive out of all this is,
We're talking swimming. Yeah, but this is the thing as well, right? When if you haven't experienced this before, it's a horrible feeling. You know, if you haven't had your personal life spread all over or spoken about throughout the media, it's a disgusting feeling. And you actually do. You want to run away and hide. You're just so embarrassed. And, you know, you got your family and your friends ringing to check you're okay, or is this true? Is this not true? And again, everyone's different. Some people are believing everything they read in the paper. For him, or for all everyone involved, again, we would have no idea, but I have no idea the two boys would have probably spoken and said, seriously, this is an absolute load of rubbish. Let's just, you know, don't worry about it. And then it kept growing and growing and growing. And that's why both of them now have done media to make it very clear that everything's fine and there's no beef here. So, you know, and, you know, I've sat here laughing, joking about it as well, because it is, it's in the media, and I know what that feeling's like. But I also know sometimes how you can, it hits you quite hard. So, yeah, as much as we are talking about swimming, you hope both or all three of them are actually okay and not taking it, you know, too much to heart, and doesn't affect their swimming, and, you know, doesn't affect their friendship and relationship. Because, again, like all sporting teams, these two guys are going to, if they're both, you know, what are they both, go Com Games, both go to the Olympics, you know, at World Champs, whatever it is, you're going to spend a lot of time with each other. The last thing you want is the media stirring stuff bad enough that it does cause, you know, a riff in that swimming group. That's the last thing we need.
Also, back page of the Australian today, AFL is embarrassing umpires, Shaw. And this is Tony Shaw talking about, well, I made it my villain yesterday, the over-the-top umpiring in the AFL at the moment. Loz, you've always been an AFL. What have you watched much in recent times? Because I've always watched a fair bit of AFL. I've never watched less due to just the fact the physical element of the game is being whittled away by the umpiring.
It's a 50-metre penalty for
them. Yeah, they have, but the players certainly stage as well. But the frustrating one for me is when you can't show any emotion now when the referee gives you a penalty against you. Like, you just shrug your shoulders. It's a 50-metre penalty. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And any time, you know, there looks as though, you know, this contact, you know, shoulder or above, they crack down hard on it. And then when they slow it down and you see the replay, you see the player just throwing his head back and staging for the penalty. So they've got a bit to blame for as well. But look, from what I've seen this year, they're not happy with it. The AFL fans, AFL commentators, and I'm assuming the players wouldn't be happy with it as well.
Nah, it's rubbish. It's been...
Is this exactly what the NRL did, though? Like, they went too extreme on the high tackles and that, and what the AFL did?
Yeah, then they recalibrated.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They'll bring it back. Is that what the AFL's trying to do?
I don't think they will with the umpiring.
You reckon? No. Stay like this the whole time.
I think so. They might crack down, ease off a little bit on, you know, guys when they go in and they do that acting where they throw their head back as if they've been, you know, knocked out of the contest and been hit high. But I think with the, you know, shrugging of the shoulders and dissent I don't think that is going to change anytime soon. They look like they're going to stick with it, and they don't care.
Well, Gillon McLachlan's already doubled down in regards to the dissent 50-metre penalties, which are being handed out left, right and centre. No JR today. She's got the day off. She'll be back tomorrow. It is 6 o'clock.